Hey, it's Razzle Dazzle Radio time. I'm here with my buddy Mo and a special guest who Mo will introduce in just a second. But thanks for checking us out. We're here to tell you about all the exciting activities in the arts and beyond coming up. But are you hanging in there? It's almost spring, so come on, pray for springtime coming, and let's talk about what's happening at Toby's Dinner Theater, Mo.
Toby's Dinner Theater?
You ever hear
what's
of them?
That?
Yeah,
no.
Somewhere over there near Merriweather. I don't know.
South Entrance Road. I think
real flat, low, kind of unpretentious looking building.
I was there once.
Okay, yeah. So,
anyhow, we usually here on Razzle Dazzle have anywhere from 15 to 45 guests every half hour show. However, this time we are extremely fortunate to have one. And this one person that we have is a person that I would venture to say hundreds of thousands of people have seen. And they might not know his name, but they would recognize him when they saw him out on the street or doing whatever, shopping around Howard County.
You could say he's a one-man show, right?
Yes, he is. Actually, he is a one-man show. And this guy has come into contact with so many people, not only as a performer on stage, but also giving the pre-show talk at good old Toby's Dinner Theater. And I am very fortunate to have with us today Sir Robert Biederman.
Thank you.
Now, that's a title that Toby gave you a number of years ago?
I don't know. One of the big queens, I guess, knighted me.
Whatever. Okay. But Robert does the pre-show talk down there, and it is absolutely the most entertaining, what my wife calls the potty talk. Because when Andrew Horn did it for a number of years, he made a big deal about it. If there's anything that you have to do before the show begins, you ought to do it now. And Robert adds so much humor to birthdays, anniversaries, and one of my favorite things, he always gives shout-outs to high school and amateur theater in this area. Having taught at Centennial High School Theater for 25 years, we would always go to Toby's two or three times a year to see the really, really good shows that the people down there put on. And every time that he knew we were in attendance, and it's really hard to miss a crowd of high school students, he would always beckon the rest of the audience to go see local theater. You saw Toby's. We don't have another show coming up for another 2 months, but there are a whole pile of theater out there, and a lot of it is high school, and in this area, extremely good. So, first of all, a big thank you for years and years and years of support for high school and amateur theater in Howard County and the area, and I'm tickled pink to have you on the show.
Well, thank you, and you're very welcome. I think in today's world, what's happening in high schools, it's time for the adults to spread their arms and really hug their high schools.
Mm-hmm.
Attend. I know sometimes they don't want to go to the vocal concerts or the instrumental concerts, but they really, really should. Whether you have a child there, never had a child there, don't even have children, if you live near a high school, find out their arts program. Stop watching Bachelorette for a couple of nights.
Oh, man.
And go see your children or your friends' children.
Mm-hmm.
I have a high school nephew that I attend his sporting events and nieces who are in choir and whatnot. So I would drive up to Damascus High and go see them up there.
Yep, well said. Good time to support the arts and be in the arts.
Yep,
get the arts all over you because they have saved many, as Toby has told us many, many times. So,
Now, I'm not sure if either of you saw the premiere of Rise last night on television because you were performing.
I was in rehearsal for
Newsies. Rehearsal, okay. Mm-hmm. And the show that is on NBC has to do with high school theater program. not in a private school, not in a New York City School of Performing Arts, but in a public school, and how this gentleman who was an English teacher didn't like what was happening there, and they kept regurgitating the same show after same show, and he wanted to mount Spring Awakening.
Oh, my.
And it was a very conservative community, and he jiggled all sorts of people's senses so much that he even got the star quarterback on the football team to be the lead in the show. And, of course, a lot of the other topics in the show were probably verboten also for that community. But the show ended with them burning the costumes of Pirates of Penzance, which is what the principal told them they had to do. And finally, at the very end of it, the football quarterback said, "If we don't do Spring Awakening, I'm not playing football." And that's where they left it. So it's really worth seeing. I didn't give anything away, actually, more than the last. But it's wonderful to see that on television and how they're making a troupe of people, which is what every drama person does. Now, for Robert, how many years have you been at Toby's?
My first show was late winter of 1988.
Wow. Okay.
I was in Pirates of Penzance.
Speaking of.
30 years ago.
30 years ago. And I had to leave it halfway through the run to do a bone marrow transplant for my brother.
Wow.
Yeah. And the guy who took over my role, I was the sidekick to the Pirate King. The role is called Samuel. And the person who took over, I keep forgetting his name, but he was a great singer, which I'm not famed for. And people would say, "Oh, yeah, so-and-so took over your role. Boy, he could really sing." So be careful when you leave a show.
Do you remember who that was?
No, I'm trying to think of who it is. Okay. I may think of it on the way.
Because Judy and I have been around Columbia since Toby's was brand new back in the late 70s. With that production, very famous production of Godspell, and the young Colombians doing their stuff. And, of course, those guys are all old coots now.
Were you there when she just had the reunion?
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
when they all sang
Oh,
it.
Yeah. Yeah. So much fun to see those teenagers now 50 and 55 and 57 years old.
Still looking young.
Oh, they do. They do.
Carol Graham, still looking.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah, but like we could rattle off names and names and names. It would be wonderful because they were just – Carol just had a birthday, actually, a day or two ago, and it showed a picture of her and – oh, my God, I'm drawing a blank now – in the hot tub with this other gal.
Oh, be careful now, Mo. We're crossing
over.
Yeah,
it was all appropriate. It was very, very – according to Hoyle.
Well, so, speaking of appropriate, let's get inappropriate, Robert. Tell us, I know you've seen some wild stories happen behind the scenes, on the scenes, and as you've gone on through the year at Toby's. Come on, tell us a little something, something.
Yeah. Oh, let me think. What would I say about Toby's? I've done 55 productions at Toby's.
Wow.
That includes
nice
children's
repertoire.
Theater as well as adult theater. And I personally love entertaining the children. So for me, I just did, what did we just do? The Ugly Duckling, and I played nine different hats, literally hats, to change from a raccoon to a frog.
Right.
But I kind of stay on my own at that theater, considering I'm much older than most of the kids that work there. I'm going to be 68 on my next birthday, and I can be the grandfather of, especially with Newsies, I could be the grandfather of the whole cast. Yep. So I listen and watch, but I would think some of the interactions I've had with Toby, when I was doing The Wizard of Oz, that was the first time I did it for her. And that's when she would be sitting in her office and listening to the show. And I changed a reading of one of the lines. And when I was playing the Professor Marvel scene with Dorothy, and I walked by her office, she didn't even turn her head. She just yelled out, "Didn't work, did it?" And I said, "What?" She goes, "You changed the line in that scene, I said, yeah, you're right. It didn't work. And I just, that kind of ear to work around, actually for me is enjoyable. Mm-hmm. Because to Toby, the story is everything. You can be the greatest singer, the greatest dancer, but if you're not telling a story, you're basically not much use to the musical, because the story has to continue during the song or during the dance. It's not, hey, folks, we're going to stop and sing now, or we're going to stop and do a dance. So she's the person that really puts the emphasis on include the story while you're singing. Mm-hmm. Now, oftentimes she'll have the person speak the words as a monologue to, and they are very uncomfortable with that because they don't look at a song that way sometimes. And when you take away the music, they're kind of lost. And that's what she's trying to make sure doesn't happen.
Well, she does a brilliant job of it. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I go back as far as when Toby was beginning the whole dinner theater concept and she was going to do musicals. Everybody was like, well, now how would she do that in dinner theater and in the round? I mean, it seemed like an impossible task, because back at that time, it was rare that there was a musical in dinner theater. And there was a couple dinner theaters around, Laurel, and then there was one at Burn Bray, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Worked them all.
And you worked them all. Okay.
Harlequin.
And so.
Lazy Susan.
So it is still an amazing feat when I go there, because I still feel like Clowns and Volkswagens, because things just appear and they come out of nowhere in such a small space. Yeah. It is brilliantly done each time because of that. So
it'll be nice to see what the new one is like after they build Toby's new dinner theater within the next couple of years, I understand.
It's supposed to be done within a couple of years.
Yeah.
And will that be in the round as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Good. A little bit bigger.
Yeah.
But I think the entranceway, you'll be entering at the top and the theater is lower, similar to, I think, arena stage concept.
Okay. That's nice.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Now, I want to find out about Robert Biederman, where you came from and the city, state. What you did as a young kid, what you were interested in high school, unless you skipped high school and went right to graduate school. Tell us
about
Robert.
Well, I started off being born in Portsmouth, Virginia, the Naval Hospital, with 12 toes. And I say that because my mother passed away in, I guess now it's 3.5 years ago, and I'm going through all the things. I finally found photos of me without clothes, feet up in the air, and there are my 12 toes.
Huh.
Because 10 days later, the two extremes were cut off, and and I've walked around on 10 like normal people. But yeah, it's kind of strange to
see. Do you miss them?
I know the right one is there because the right one had a bone, and it's that same when you lose an arm, all of it's always there.
Yeah.
But I have one of my favorite photos is, I was born August 26th. September 6th, I'm sitting in a stroller with feet bandages, and my brother's standing next to me.
Wow.
And this is all discovered in the last 6 months. I had never seen these things. I knew, I heard about it. I knew about it, but I never saw pictures of it.
Wow.
Navy brat. I was born in Portsmouth, Virginia. Went to 2 years in San Diego, 4 years in Los Angeles, 4 years in Chicago area, Lake Forest. Then we moved to Roslyn, Long Island, where I went to elementary school up until, 9th and 10th grade. And 9th grade, we went out to Guam and spent 2 years stationed on the island of Guam. And when we got there, the high school, there was two high schools on the island. One had been blown away. So we had to do half days. One high school was in the morning, the other high school was in the afternoon. And I had the morning high school, which was great because when you're in 10th grade, 9th and 10th grade, all you're interested in is swimming if you're a swimmer. Mm-hmm. And on the island of Guam, I took up scuba diving and I'd run down to the beaches. And you know, now that I'm talking about it, nobody was worried. Mm-hmm. I mean, my parents, I don't know if they... They never spoke about it, but we would swim in the ocean with no lifeguards. I mean, it was just right off the island. It was fantastic. Mm-hmm. And then South Philadelphia High School, for my last 2 years of high school, and then University of Pennsylvania for my undergrad work and my graduation work. My graduation gift from high school was, from college, was going into the Navy ROTC as a naval officer and being stationed in Vietnam.
Oh my.
Okay. For a year on board of the USS America Hilo detachment.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of missions flown in and out. And
how long were you in the Navy then?
4 years.
Four years. Okay.
Got out in 1976. I was stationed on Air America for 3 years and then went on the Little Rock, which was home base. That was the flagship of the Mediterranean. We were home ported in Gaeta, Italy. And from there, I got out. That was in 76. I became a flight attendant for Piedmont Airlines, and I flew for them for 3 years, during which time I went to graduate school at Catholic for my MFA. And from there, I went out to see a friend of mine do the MC in Cabaret out in Blacksburg. And it was just magical to see it. And I'm flying home as a passenger on a Piedmont flight, just sitting in the back, and I'm watching this. And I've been flying for 3 years or so. I'm watching this old flight attendant, because it was all males at first, because they loaded luggage. So it was, they started with men. So the senior ones were men, and I'm looking at him. He had like 25 years or so to his seniority. And he was doing the exact same job I was doing. And I'm thinking, I'm going to be serving beverages. And he's that age, and I'm at that time in my early 30s. And I called him. His name was Jack. I can't remember his last name. Hello to you, Jack, if you hear from me. And I said, what's it like to have seniority? And he said, if there's something you really want to do in your life that you're passionate about, do it now, because once you have 10 years seniority, I pick my trips, I pick my flights, I get good money, and it's going to be hard to quit. And when I landed in Washington, D.C., because I got stationed in Washington, I was in North Carolina at first, I turned in my resignation because I saw this ad for an audition at Burnbrae Dinner Theater.
There we go.
This was a Friday that I was coming back. Friday night, I went and saw King and I at Burnbrae Dinner Theater. And I said to myself, this is what I want to do. And the next day I showed up. I don't know. You know John Kinnaman.
Very well.
John Kinnaman and Bernie Levin. And I forget who the director was. He ended up being the stage manager up at Walnut Street Theater in Philadelphia. I'll think of it. And the audition was for MAME, the musical MAME. And they, all the auditionees were sitting out the house. He said, all right, we're going to sing you first and then dance you next. And I was a good dancer. I taught ballroom dance for, while I was a flight attendant. I taught ballroom dance in North Carolina. And then I taught, when I was stationed in Italy, I taught international ballroom. So I'm thinking singing. I don't have any music. I didn't even have a, I didn't have a photo. I didn't have a resume. I didn't have anything. And John said, all right, Robert Biederman. And I said, I don't sing. He said,
oh, yeah.
He goes, this is a musical. Everybody sings. And there on stage, I sang Happy Birthday. But I could dance. I could dance. And they called me up that afternoon and said, we'd like you to be one of the chorus boys in MAME. And I've never looked back.
What year was that?
1979.
David Harper, Sharman, his wife. Do you, was that that era with him?
This was Pelucci.
Yeah, okay.
Danny Pelucci. Yeah. And yeah, that was the, those were the years.
So how did you find your way to Toby's?
Well, I worked at Burnbrae for quite a while. And I was doing Crazy for You. And Crazy for You did really well financially.
With they ran Tina DeSimone, I bet.
They ran it for a year. It was Tina DeSimone and Jeffrey Shankle. And at the 50th week, they were doing audition for Wizard of Oz. And I wanted to do the wizard. And I said, I don't leave shows early. And I said, John and Toby, you talk about it. So John was fine about leaving 2 weeks early to go work at Toby's for Wizard of Oz.
Wow. So did your theater career then start after you finished being a flight attendant?
Yes.
Or did you bring that the whole way through high school?
No, no.
Really?
Yeah,
okay.
I did ballroom dancing for a while when I was a flight attendant. I did ballroom dancing when I was a naval officer stationed in Norfolk.
Wow.
I took lessons, and they go, would you like to be a teacher? Mm-hmm. Because ballroom for me was, my parents danced. My mother was a good dancer. So instead of paying for lessons, I started teaching.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked it a lot. I didn't like the business side.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it is a business.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
And then I started working at Toby's. And then in 2004, Toby said, I don't have anything this year for you. Why don't you go to New York? And 2004, I got my first national. And I've done 14 nationals since then.
Wow.
So I have found that I am most at home when I'm traveling.
Might have been that flight attendant in your
background. I don't know. Navy, ship to ship. My father always moving every 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, right. That was in your blood. Yep.
Yes, it is. It is.
Well, I have to ask you, where do you get the banter and the thoughts that you put into the anniversaries and the birthdays and all those things that you celebrate in the pre-show talk down
well,
at Toby's?
Well, being an old guy, they're very forgiving for my comments because they know that they can't be too intentional, and there's a bit of a tongue-in-cheek. But I get it all from the audience. Mm-hmm. So if I see, for example, an anniversary couple, and the man who is oftentimes larger than the woman is sitting in front of his wife and celebrating their 25th anniversary, immediately I think, why are you sitting in front of your wife so she can't see the show? So right away I tell them to move. And they don't move, and I'll say, I'm not going to continue until you do. And then when they switch seats, the audience loves it.
Oh, sure.
So the couple has to love it.
Yeah, yeah.
It just happens. And as long as you're kind and you're not hurtful.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've crossed the line a few times, and it's been pointed out to me. But I've learned always go for the complimentary side of the So is that your daughter? Oftentimes, and I know there's a good odds that she's his wife, but you don't want to call his daughter.
No,
his wife.
You do not want to do that.
Lots of things.
But what's playing at Toby's now?
Newsies. We are opening tomorrow night.
Oh boy!
And let me tell you, there is some dancing in that show.
Oh boy, I can't wait.
How many kids are in it?
I think there's a total of 16 newsies.
Oh,
all
got
guys.
It. Okay.
They range from the youngest is 9, and the oldest is early 20. And the dancing, those boys are incredible. There are some young ladies, but there's all, of course, the lead, which is Mary Kate. But it's mostly the young boys, young men there. And it's nonstop.
Yeah.
I just watch in rehearsals and think.
Are you in the show?
I am in the show. Okay. I am the person who hands out the newspapers. A guy, the character's name is Weasel, even though it's Weasel. They call me Weasel, and I'm not very nice to them.
There you go.
Which is.
And you mentioned that you're in rehearsal for a show also.
That's what we're rehearsing.
Oh, right now. Okay. Right.
And how long is the run for that?
It's a long one. We're going to do over 100 performances.
Oh, wow.
Excellent.
We just finished this past Sunday, Young Frankenstein.
Great.
And Toby allows 3 full days to get used to sets for the first time, costumes for the first time, music for the first time, makeup for the first time. None of that is rehearsed until Tech Week. I mean, we rehearse the scenes on stage on Saturdays and Mondays, but the guts of the show appear Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Yeah. Have to be organized.
Well, I don't know how they do it. I know that I just do what I'm supposed to do. I'm in the right vom, and there, I've got my lines memorized, hopefully.
And how many roles did you play in Young Frankenstein?
Six.
Wow.
Five in Act One, and then the more famous one was the Blind Hermit.
Yes.
But the other ones...
Barb and I went down to see the show with Tina DeSimone and her buddy Trish, and we just had a blast. And every time Robert came out in a different costume, Tina just went into hysterics, bending over, laughing, and here's Robert again.
I don't know if you've ever seen Little Me. Mm-hmm. The male character plays eight roles. Mm-hmm. I would have been glad, if they had offered it to me, I'd go, really? But now that I think of it, I would have been glad to do 10 or 15 one-liners and it be a running gag. Of course, then the show would be about Robert Biederman, not Jeffrey Shankle.
Well, of course, as we saw in the Archie Bunker show years ago, those people that came to his back kitchen door.
That's right.
And then all of a sudden, Sherman Hemsley and all the other people, they have their own TV show for those one-liners, and that made their career.
So were you MC as well as those six characters, too?
Yes.
Okay.
And wait tables.
Then there were seven characters then. Oh, and you waited tables, too?
And
that's
a different character.
Yes.
Well, of course you did. Wow. That is quite amazing.
This guy is one unbelievably talented guy.
Well, he said he was a one-man show.
I love to watch you do your thing down there, whether it's a pre-show talk or your characters and stuff. It's wonderful.
I've enjoyed. Toby's been very kind. Very generous to me.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Well,
I think
Robert,
it's a win-win.
It has been absolutely wonderful having you on Razzle Dazzle Radio, and I'm glad you had time to come in and visit with us. And we were going to have Tina DeSimone on with us also.
I heard that would have. I would have loved. We would have reminisced.
That would have been an hour-long show, though, and maybe a three-hour show, and we would have had to have had some beverages.
But that doesn't mean you can't come back.
I know.
You can come back, and we'll get Tina, and we'll all get together again, too.
And we'll continue.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
And just a couple announcements about upcoming events. Here at the college, the dance concert called Revolving and Evolving. I mean, right there, that should bring you in. That's the third weekend in April. Check that out. I've never seen a dance concert here that didn't take me higher. Just great stuff. And Mo, don't you have a couple things on the local high
school set? Well, I just want to mention,
set?
As we started out, this is high school show season. My theater group, Silhouette Stages, is right now doing a funny thing happened on the way to the Forum for the next couple weekends, right across the parking lot here in Slayton House in Wild Lake. But all the high schools are in gear right now to present their stuff. And on Saturday night, the 24th of March, is the Celebration of the Arts in Howard County. And since Denise Koch and Dick Story couldn't do it this year, yours truly is going to be the MC. And I'm really excited about that because one of my former middle school and then high school students, a kid by the name of Rick Ryder, is going to be getting the Howie Award for the best performer in the arts this year. And I'm really excited about that. So
we went full cycle on that. Yep, exactly. And also, coming up here with Rep Stage is a show called True West. So, and again, that's a pretty exciting show by playwright Sam Shepard. So check that out. You have until the end of April, but there's still a couple more high school shows running as well. And also, let me do a shout out to Tracy Adler over at Wild Lake High School. I saw Mary Poppins last weekend, and it was nothing short of spectacular.
Very, very good
amazing
show.
Stepping out tap numbers there. I just wish Mary could have flown, but you know, she did last summer in Howard County Summer Theater, so you can't have everything. Anyway, so signing off, Razzle Dazzle Radio. Check out some of these events, all of the events, and definitely Newsies at Toby's. Robert, thanks again.